This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Superstar Drake escorted his younger cousin, Jala, and her date to their prom in Memphis. Drake flew into town and ordered a white Rolls Royce to drive the couple to the prom. He also paid for their custom matching outfits, posed for pictures with them, and spent some time at the dance himself. Afterwards, Drake footed the bill for a party at the Hard Rock for his cousin and 400 of her friends. Wow, an unforgettable night for her and everyone there. Katy Perry and former contestant Chris Daughtry have both been confirmed to join the reboot of American Idol. Simon Cowell, who left American Idol back in 2010, was asked to rejoin the show, but evidently turned them down in seconds. These days, Cowell's a judge on America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, and The X Factor UK, so maybe his plate is just a little bit too full. The new American Idol will air in March of 2018 on ABC. Johnny Depp will play John McAfee, creator of the world's first antivirus software, in the dark comedy King of the Jungle. The movie will be about how McAfee took the fortune he amassed from his successful software and fled the U.S. to Belize. A reporter for Wired flies south of the border for what he thinks will be a simple interview with McAfee, but instead gets pulled into the tycoon's web of paranoia and violence. By the way, McAfee is still a suspect in the shooting death of his neighbor in Belize. Strange. Robin Thicke's ex-wife Paula Patton will star in ABC's new 10-episode summer series, Somewhere Between. Patton will be playing, quote, a news producer and loving mom who knows her daughter is going to be murdered. She doesn't know who the murderer is or why she'll be killed, but she knows exactly when, where, and how it will happen. Despite this, all of her attempts to keep her daughter safe fail, unquote. Sounds almost as terrifying as Robin Thicke's repeated pleas for Paula to come back to him. Jim Parsons, the star of Big Bang Theory, has married his longtime boyfriend of 15 years. The couple was already dating when Jim came out in a New York Times profile in 2012. He was later glad that there wasn't a lot of hoopla around his announcement. 2 years later, in another interview, Jim was asked when the pair planned to tie the knot. Jim sounded hesitant, saying, "You get so used to your life as it is." Well, now the deed is done. Congrats to the couple. Last year, when The X-Files returned to Fox for a limited 6-episode run, showrunner Chris Carter opted to end things on a cliffhanger, which more or less screamed, "Renewal!" The reboot was a rating smash too, and stars David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson said they would return. So, Fox has given the thumbs up for 10 episodes that will go into production this summer. Maybe Washington can learn a thing or two from The X-Files. The truth is out there. Unseen footage of the Beatles on the set of their 1965 movie Help will soon go on sale after an 8mm film was unearthed after 50 years in storage. Actor Leo McKern, who played the evil Swami Klang in the Beatles' second feature-length film, shot the 8mm film while on the set of Help. The Beatles appear in 10 minutes of the footage, which has an asking price of approximately $45,000. Very cool. Rosario Dawson's cousin Vanessa Vasquez has died after the actress found her unconscious in her L.A. home last week. Paramedics rushed to the scene and transported her to the hospital but couldn't resuscitate her. She'd recently been suffering migraines and also had hypertension. Toxicology results are still pending, but our sources tell us she had no history of substance abuse. So sad. Radiohead frontman Thom Yorke has been announced as the composer for the soundtrack of the reboot of the horror classic Suspiria. A remake of Dario Argento's 1977 film, the new version stars Tilda Swinton, Dakota Johnson, and Mia Goth. The film's being co-financed by Amazon Studios with a theatrical release planned for later this year. Sony Music made the surprise announcement that L.A. Reid would no longer be the chairman and CEO of Epic Records and that he's left the company. Well, we found out that Reid's been accused of sexual harassment by a female assistant. The employee alleges the 60-year-old married Reid made inappropriate physical advances towards her at the company's December holiday party. He also allegedly commented on the type of clothes he liked her to wear and once asked her to join him in bed for a hug while on a business trip. Be careful at those holiday parties. Chris Cornell, a key figure in the grunge rock movement and frontman of the seminal Seattle band Soundgarden, died in Detroit after playing a show with the Grammy-winning band. He was 52. Chris was such a nice guy and an amazing vocalist. He'll be very much missed. 2 years after Travis Scott's Lollapalooza festival set was shut down by police after 5 minutes because he told audience members to rush the stage, he was arrested again on similar charges. Scott encouraged fans to bypass security protocols, which made the crowd rush the stage, injuring multiple people, including a security guard and a police officer. At Lollapalooza, he was arrested mid-performance and charged with disorderly conduct after he told the audience to give a middle finger up to security. Hey Travis, how about just performing? The Trash Bin. While Janet Jackson currently has a net worth of $150 million, her estranged Qatari-born husband has a net worth of $1 billion, and Janet will be earning a piece of it. One of the richest retail investors in the Middle East, Wissam Al-Manna, allegedly tried to control every aspect of Janet's life, including how she dressed. The prenuptial agreement guarantees a $400 million payout to Janet. Not bad for 3 months of misery, right?
The news wrap-up.
Twitter co-founder Biz Stone has returned to the company as other top staffers have fled. Apple will unveil a new MacBook Pro and 12-inch MacBook next month. The government of Thailand has backed down on a threat to ban Facebook if it didn't block content deemed to be illegal in the country. LendUp has launched a new credit card for people looking to improve their credit.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Alien Covenant knocks out Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at the box office.
The number one album.
Former One Direction member Harry Styles' debut album is on top.
The number one app.
Can anything stop Minecraft Pocket Edition?
The number one fiction book.
Girl on the Train author Paula Hawkins is back with Into the Water.
Charlie Puth debuted on the music charts 2 years ago on the Wiz Khalifa song See You Again. The song was a tribute to the late Paul Walker from the Fast and Furious 7 soundtrack. Since then, Charlie has scored 3 more hit singles, Marvin Gaye, One Call Away, and We Don't Talk Anymore. From his upcoming second album, here's Charlie Puth with the song of the week, the title track, Attention.
Run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
That was 25-year-old Charlie Puth with the song of the week, Attention. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.